Hey, sexy people. It is your girl, the sexy wife, after dark, again, revamping this podcast. Although I do think that you guys will feel that you are in for a real treat. On the YouTube channel, if you don't follow me at YouTube, what are you doing? I am D Sexy Wife. Anywho, on the YouTube channel, my book, I often reference my book, and so many people have said, "Where can I find this book? What's going on with this book?" And I tell them it's on Amazon. You have to search my real name actually to find it. I was 22, I think, whenever I published the book. I had no idea what I was doing, which is why you can't even find it by searching the title. Poor me. Not really poor me. You know why? Because I got to write a book at the age of 22. How amazing is that? Anywho, you have to search my real name. Would you like to know what my real full name is that you need to put into Amazon to find the book that we are about to read tonight? We'll actually start, who knows how many installments, but that is the big surprise. The podcast will now be composed of me reading my first book, The Sexy Wife, A Day in the Life, that I continue to reference on YouTube that covers all the different BJs and sucking and squirting and licking techniques. So you guys will actually get to listen to the book with the author. That's kind of dope, right? But if you would like to get your own copy, yes, absolutely, positively, you can. But again, you have to know what to search. And you have to search me by my full name on Amazon. So, what is the full name, right? Right after this. And welcome back. We are actually about to dive into my first book, the book that I talk about all the time on YouTube, the book where people are saying, "Where can I find this book?" That book, you are actually going to listen with the author as I read. And honestly, I wrote this whenever I was 22. I have not actually read through the pages of this book in so long, and I'm pretty sure I gave it to you raw and uncut. If you would like to read along and you would like to purchase the book, then go to Amazon and look up Delicia, D as in doll, E as in Edward, Lisia, Delicia Davis, D as in doll, A as in apple, V as in Victor, IS. And you'll be able to follow along too. So the synopsis on the back of the book. Why do I feel nervous? It's my book. I wrote it. Yet I feel like I am my greatest critique, and I am probably going to pick apart everything that I wrote. Don't get it twisted. The knowledge is fire, but who knows how raw and uncut I really did give it to you. I have no idea at all. For the record, please know part two is already in its final stages of being ready to being chopped around. Okay, it's not in its final stages. Well, it's all written. It's all written in a composition notebook that I will show on the next episode on YouTube. Go to YouTube and follow me, D Sexy Wife. Okay. I'm nervous. I'm buying time, guys. What the ooh. First of all, the cover art of the book. Let's dive into it. How about that? We're gonna take this nice and slow. So there's a guy who looks like a Poindexter in my mind with suspenders, which I love suspenders on a guy, which is ironic because After Dark, love suspenders, but Knight does not at all. With the red bow, three buttons, and then there's this big voluptuous girl, which is so ironic because to me, my boobs are just like regular size, but according to the YouTube audience, they're like ginormous, like they're like the best things ever. But not in like legit, not in my mind. But anywho, also in the cover, if you look really closely, so if you actually order a copy of the book and you look really closely, I hid different pictures and different symbols in the cover artwork of the book that takes it to a whole nother level, right? And this is just a little glimpse into my mind. Like, this is legit how I think. There's a Christian symbol, the cross, a man. There's a man and a woman in a bed. There's a mirror because you need to be looking good. There is a full-on penis because, I mean, hello. I mean, there are all kinds of, there's 69, the numbers are written, but like there are all kind of hidden subliminal messages just in the cover art of the book. There's a wedding ring, there are some cherries, you know, because a lot of times you're told to lose your virginity. And honestly, also cherries is how I would mark the days in my calendar that I had sex with After Dark. And that's why I wanted to show that in here. Like, it's just, you would appreciate it if you looked at it, right? So I say all of that to say, get the book. Nevertheless, we are about to dive into the synopsis on the back right after this. Welcome back, and we are about to dive into my first book written D with a T. Right now it's with a D. I'm D as in doll, sexy wife, but this book. Who knew I was going to change my name so close? Because I used to be Just Listen Nola. And I was, you know, in New Orleans. I love New Orleans. Shout out to New Orleans. But the name of the book was The, as in with the T as in Tom, The Sexy Wife. Pocket Guide, A Day in the Life. The synopsis: looking for tips and tricks to spice up the bedroom, look no further. Mrs. Delicia Davis is a sexologist, relationship expert, and life coach who has helped countless clients restore passion and spark fire in the bedroom. Tongue twister. This pocket guide is filled with fun homework assignments. I love homework, y'all, and I'm keeping it funky. I'm reading this and talking at the same time. I'm reading this. I'm letting y'all join me to enjoy my book, okay? It's not like I'm just reading it like this ain't audible. Okay. Where was I at now? The pocket guide is filled with fun homework assignments and checklists to keep you on top of things. Top is all caps. While delivering real, straightforward information to achieving a successful marriage, from the importance of self-worth and transparent communication, to stroking and head bobbing techniques during oral and other penetrations. Let this book guide you to sexual transformation while keeping your partner stimulated and wanting more. Stimulated and wanting more. It's a quick, fun read that will breathe new life in your relationship and restore balance to sensual energy. The Sexy Wife, A Day in the Life, is a pocket guide broken into three parts. First, exploring yourself and achieving inner fulfillment. Second, building the foundation to a successful relationship with a no-nonsense, tell-it-like-it-is approach. Finally, The third and final section is filled with sexy tips, techniques, and tricks that will leave the bedroom feeling like a magical experience dripping with orgasmic pleasure. Yes! I said, God damn. Girl, you did that, 22-year-old. Delicia, you did that. Okay. Yes, she did. I am flipping the pages open, everybody. First page, it says a pocket guide. Bold, all caps underneath that, it says The Sexy Wife, A Day in the Life. To my beloved, this is my message to my husband, y'all. You are my husband, my lover, my soulmate, and best friend. The years have been amazing. Granted, at this point, I'm talking about the years. It's probably about 3, 4, 5 years in the early stages. Okay. Getting sweeter and easier as the days go by. Amen. We spend hours dreaming, laughing, and evolving together. That alone is a message, y'all. It said evolving together. If your relationship, if your marriage is going to work, then you need to be with somebody that's on your same level of evolution. Where you trying to go, they trying to go. Where you want to be, they want to be. And you know, it's tied into that whole equally yoked, you know, all of that. There is no curtain you see to my soul. Amen. My depth is wrapped in your arms. Your lips are a sweet caress and your strong hands grip my breast. Yes. I'm energized by your spirit and encouraged with your words. You support me in all I do and remain my bad, child. That's not what it's saying. You support me in all I do and remind me that God's love is true. Y'all, I was spitting fire, okay? Because this is the intro to the book that I wrote to my husband. In your arms, I feel safe and connected to a higher self. Amen. Can you relate, wives? Can you relate? Your energy fills me in with endless hope and boundless counts of forgiveness and first dates. Now, player, we gonna get into it. If you are a wife listening to this podcast, wives, you already know that whole forgiveness. Hello, somebody. We gonna get into it. I'm in love with you and every day feels new. His name is James. You give me butterflies and my heart skips a beat. I get goosebumps and chills from the nape of my head to the soles of my feet. Oh, that girl spitting fire. You still tuck me in and rub my feet at night. Let me break something down for y'all. I wrote this when I was 22. I am now way older than that. And he's still faceless one. F1. Mr. Great. He still tucks me in and rubs my feet at night. Now let the church say amen. Now, don't get it twisted. We're going to get to that part. You still tell me I'm pretty and your body doesn't lie. This book is written because I'm married to you. Now, that's, oh my gosh, yes. It's your love that motivates me to help relationships and show marriages can be true. We pray to be a couple of positive influence and God's is keeping his promise true. Now, y'all know that was a misprint. And God is keeping his promises true. I love you and oh, so good sausage. That was still wrong. I love you and my oh so good sausage. Sexy wife. Now, ain't this something? Now, at the time whenever I wrote this, I ain't even have a name. And then whenever I did have a name, it was just, listen, Nola. But I was signing it Sexy Wife. And now I am the Sexy Wife. You see how God, you see how he could be connecting everything, y'all. Flip the page. Oh, dang, it's 8 minutes already. Y'all, I'm going to have to chop this up. Stop. We got to go to a commercial break. Welcome back, y'all. I have flipped the page and it says, I am proud to be married to, and it says his name, the great, a man referred to as the greatest husband in the world. And guess what? Even today in my phone, I have him as the greatest husband. That alone is a whole message, right? Like, what do you have your man, your husband, what is his name even saved in your phone as? Put his name as something that you actually wanted it to be. I have made him the greatest husband. I have made him the wisest husband. If you want him to be gentle, make him the gentlest husband. If you want him to be saving money, make him the most cost efficient husband. What I'm telling you is name him what you want him to be. And guess what? It worked the same way for the woman. If you want her to be slim fine, then put slim fine wife. Okay. If you want her to be long hair, put long hair wife. Whatever it is, it don't matter. You can be vain. You know why? Because it's your phone and it's your desires. Boom. I said it. You can be as vain as you want to be. And guess what? I won't tell nobody. I promise. Preface, comma. First, allow me to say, this book is intended as a guide for married folk, monogamous couples who at some point felt an unquestionable bond, true love, deep trust, and loyal commitment only to each other. Only to each other. At least I said, y'all, at some point. It may not be like that right now, but at some point it was just to each other. I believe the Bible gives exciting illustrations. The Bible. Where am I at, y'all? Where am I at? The Bible gives exciting, instructions for married couples. Two of my favorite spicy passages are found in Proverbs 5:18 through 20. 18 say, may your fountain be blessed and you rejoice in the wife of your youth. 19, a loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breast satisfy you always. May you ever be intoxicated with her love. Now the passage says breasts, but if you a butt man, this is really in the book, may her booty satisfy you always. Verse 20, the wisdom of the Bible asks, why, my son, be intoxicated with another man's wife? Why embrace the bosom of a wayward woman? The scripture basically says to be intoxicated, drunk in love with the sexuality and sexiness of your own spouse. Why cheat or go after another woman? When God has given you divine orgasmic beauty tailored and handpicked just for you. I'm going to stop right there. Do you believe that that somebody is handpicked just for you? I say yes. I do. I know for a fact. The way my life is going, I married who God wanted me to marry for me to be the best version of me. Now, that's a fact. In Hebrews 13:4, it says, let marriage be held in honor and the marriage bed be undefiled. I take both scriptures as evidence that marriage should be held in high regard. Indeed, a man who finds a wife finds favors by God. Favor by God. See, I'm getting worked up. Therefore, the bedroom becomes a sacred place. where you can have a good, juicy, almost limitless. I said almost because you know why? Because that's what I think. That's what I believe. This is my podcast. It's my book. The bedroom is not limitless, y'all, if you marry, but it is almost limitless. Sexy time with your spouse. Now, the bedroom is not always a literal bedroom. The bedroom can be anywhere you choose to make it. Oh, we about to push 5 minutes and we're going to pause right here for a commercial break. I'll be back. Don't you go nowhere because it's about to get juicy. And if you're a wife, if you're a fiance, if you plan on being a wife, you don't have a choice. It's part of your duties from the YouTube channel, from Wednesdays, from Wife Wednesdays. You have to listen to this anyway. It goes. Welcome back. We are still in the preface of my first ever published book, The Sexy Wife, A Pocket Guide, Tips and Tricks on How to Get and Keep and Please Your Man. Where do we pick up? Yes, the bedroom can be anywhere you choose to make it. It can be a stairway, the car, kitchen, balcony, roof, top, airplane, join the Mile High Club. Anywhere. Now, why did I write this book? Okay, let's get into it. I'm already telling y'all we got, why did I write this book? As a certified life coach, relationship expert, and sexologist, I did not write this book to promote raunchy sex, let's be clear, but to promote safe sex and educate or sexucate on achieving new levels of sexual pleasure. When I first wed my husband, I thought every couple had great sex, amazing communication, and endless love. Y'all, these are the facts. I really did because I grew up in a household. This ain't in the book. Just, I'm popping in and out. You're going to have to follow along. I can't keep up for you. I used to think that every single relationship, every marriage had parents that stayed together, that gave kisses before they left the house, when they saw each other, who said, I love you, who held hands to pray, who was snuggled up on the couch, who you could hear having sex and was turning on TBN gospel music to try and cover up them having sex while I'm upstairs and I can hear them through the vent. This is what I thought. Who knew that what my parents made regular was actual secrets? Talking in secrets? Getting into an argument, but making sure you go back to actually like apologize and work through it. That was a secret. Calling people out on it if you feel like they wrong. Praying together and holding hands and snuggling up on the couch and making sure you look good. And saying, let's work out together and let's watch TV together and let's play Uno together. That was a secret. But guess what? This is my podcast. I ain't editing everything I say. I said it. Either you gonna like me and roll with me, or you gonna say this needs to shut up and fast forward. And guess what? After you stop fast forward, I'm still gonna be here talking. All right. Okay. Back to it. I thought every couple had great sex, amazing communication, and endless love. I grew up in a family where everyone stayed married and truly seemed happy. My parents had been married for almost 30 years. My in-laws for almost 35. Both marriages, they make it a point to be their spouse's best friend. Every marriage, both of them. I never physically saw my parents argue growing up. What I did see, now I didn't hear them argue. Don't get it twisted. I heard them, but I ain't see it. Also, what I did see was kisses every morning before work, cuddling on the couch, holding hands to pray. They still do these things today. This was the blueprint to my tainted rose-colored glasses that every marriage had amazing sex, communication, and trust. These are my tainted glasses. That every marriage had amazing sex, communication, and trust. I soon realized I was wrong, all caps, wrong with an exclamation point. The reality is the majority of marriages are broken, crippled, and distant memories of a former glory, plagued with robotic communication, mental or physical infidelity, horrible, almost non-existent sex lives. These are all factors fueling our nation's growing divorce rate. Statistics show 1 out of 2 marriages end in divorce. And they also update. It shows that there is a decrease in divorce because there is an extension in how long people are going before they are actually married. That's right. The divorce rate is going down. However, the age that people are actually getting married and the number of people deciding to get married is also going down. So do you see how that proportionate ratio works? Okay. Being that my background is in education, I just ran all them numbers. I was an elementary school teacher with a master's in educational leadership. I naturally started giving my advice and educating people because I'm an educator. I teach educating people. At the time, mostly it was women. I would educate on achieving amazing sex and keeping the relationship great. Thus, Sexucation was born. The education of achieving amazing sex and relationships. From the classroom to the bedroom, God gave me a natural ability to enlighten others. I'm going to say it again. From the classroom to the bedroom, God gave me, Delicia Davis, the sexy wife, God gave me a natural ability to enlighten others. Y'all, we is at 5. Jesus, we got to go to another commercial break. Don't you go nowhere. I'm going to be right here when you get back. Why else did I write to book? Again. It was also for young adults. I would meet several young adults who were confused about their bodies, love, lacking confidence, or feeling trapped in negative relationships. You guys, it's amazing how many people on YouTube tell me that they subscribe to the channel just off of the confidence that I give whenever I'm talking. This is real. And I'm not always confident. Well, I mean, like I am, but there's still some days I don't feel my best self. I wanted young people and women to read about their bodies in clear, relatable, straightforward language and build confidence, embracing the power of positive energy. Young people, be you. Lock into your relationship with King Jesus first, then the person God has tailored, made just for you, will come in God's perfect timing. They should embrace your originality, flaws and all. I knew my husband was the one because he loved Delicia for Delicia. I did not have to put on loud arts, outspoken, spoiled. He accepts it all. Y'all, I wrote this when I was 22. I'm far away from that today, and it's still the same. And it's something I said. I said, I knew he was the one because he loved me for me. He loved me for me. I didn't feel like I had to change who I am. I didn't feel like I had to be somebody else. I didn't feel like I had to be embarrassed. I wanted to be my real self because I wanted to make sure that I was going to marry somebody who could really stay with me. Anything else I cannot keep up. The only thing I can keep up being is who I am. That's a secret. It shouldn't be a secret, but it is. There's a lack of passion and communication in most relationships. Hopefully, after reading this book, you will have a deeper connection with yourself and your own personal energy. I pray that this book sheds light in the dark places of your relationship and, above all, give you a few tips and tricks that will leave your spouse rock hard and wanting more. All caps, 3 exclamation points. You can call me your personal professor of passion. I found most people throw broken marriages away instead of fixing them. I got tired of hearing the lies about married sex being boring, routine, or a rarity. How many good Christians go on these couple retreats, usually with the church, hearing the messages about trust and prioritizing, do a little dancing and a lot of eating, only to return to their cabin for the same boring sex or too full to perform at all? Oh, wait, who's she talking to? Lord, is it you? It ain't never too late. to get it straight. I got tired of hearing once you are married, the sex and passion go down. This is a lie. This is a lie is all caps, y'all. Exclamation point. Married couples are meant to have the best, wildest, most liberating, mind-boggling, back-breaking sex with orgasmic passion and long sessions of love making sprinkled in between. That's all a sentence. You heard that? Let me try to see if I can get through that with these commas. This is a lie. Married couples are meant to have the best, wildest, most liberating, mind-boggling, back-breaking sex with orgasmic passion and long sessions of love making sprinkled in between. Make it a point to communicate and give your whole self. See, making it a point to communicate. Okay, I'm gonna move on. Mind, body, and spirit. Honor your vows. Honor your vows. The commitment to yourself, to each other, and to God. Hallelujah. Make your spouse the top priority under God. See, King Jesus, he up here, he floating around, he at the top. Then underneath him, uh-huh, is your husband, your head of the household, okay? Now, I'm going to say that's as long as he ain't no Beelzebub, he ain't no fool, okay? Because you could be unequally yoked. Now, if you married to a jackass, I ain't going to tell you to submit underneath no jackass. I ain't going to tell you that. Now, if you choose to, that's on you. But D-Sex, after dark, she ain't going to tell you that. Make your spouse the top priority under God and watch how the love will begin to flow, bringing the two of you closer than ever before. Now it says before, but it rhymes better with before. We're going to go through the table of contents. Oh, we already had 5 minutes again. Y'all, I'm going to tell you the table of contents so you know what's in store, what the chapters will have right after this. Hi guys, so we are back with the table of contents and we are getting closer and closer to diving in and exploring all of the tips and tricks from skirting, that too, skirt, from squirting, the gushy stuff, to oral, to head bobbing, to sucking, to licking, to spitting techniques. All of that we are about to explore in this first book that I ever wrote, The Pocket Guide, A Day in the Life of the Sexy Wife, available on Amazon. All you need to do is search my first and last real name, which is Delicia Davis. Don't know how to spell it? Zip your butt back to the beginning of the podcast. Stop skipping through. And make sure you listen to the commercials. You know why? Because I need to get paid. So hopefully one day, this can be my full-time job. Talking to y'all, telling you stories, helping marriages, restoring passion. Table of contents. Okay. Here we go. Part one. Three parts. I already told y'all it's three parts. Part one. What mama said. Everybody know what mama said. Don't do that. That's probably what mama said. Before loving him, you must love you. Keep it tight and looking right. First thing first. Private. Off limits. Do not enter. Public service announcement. Nonverbal communication. It's story time. Nobody said marriage would be easy. Is your spouse your top priority? Be aware of your energy. Communications chart. The overflow. All of that was part one. Part two. The study. Dirty little secrets. Shopping spree. Set the caged bird free. Funny note. Set the caged bird free. I actually got to write for the one, the only Miss Nene Leaks whenever she had Fab Gab. And a few of my blog posts did make it onto her site. That was one of them. I remember the first feedback I got from the submission was, can you calm it down? You know, all these capital letters and exclamation points and colors, which is exactly how I talk. Of course, I calmed it down. But that goes to say, forever, I have only been me, which is loud, which is cap lock, which is exclamation point, which is all of that. All right. Part three. Oral introduction for newbies. Part three is the freaky part of the book. Part three. Oral introduction for newbies, teeth on stick, sucking styles, magical things to do with your tongue, head bobbing motions, the wet stuff, moaning and breath control, hands or no hands? That is the question. Swallow the sausage, speak into the microphone, when to swallow, anal pleasure, titty fucking, preventing vaginal irritation. Of course, that's on page 69. Go play with yourself, something I still, everything in this book I still say today. A night of passion, date your mate, extra tips and tricks, testimonials, hallelujah, and special thanks. Part one, what mama said. This tribe is where we will end. Don't be sad, because this tribe is also where we will begin. Pending on your feedback, we'll see if readings will happen once a week on Wednesdays following the Wow Wives Around the World. This is the Wives Only segment on the YouTube channel, which is on Wednesdays. I may just release it once a week following that. Everybody, again, wants to know where to get the book. Where can they buy the book? Guess what? You can just come over here and actually enjoy the book with the author. Get my behind the scenes, get my commentation, get my extra 2 cents, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cents. I appreciate you all. This will be where I'm at. I am going to actually, for the first time ever, go through reading my first book that I wrote, the book that so much of the information that you guys get on YouTube come from. And I hope that you guys come along and listen in with me along the way. Again, next week, we'll be picking up part one, What Mama Said. Until next time, peace, love, and pleasure.